Let's turn our attention to the cost of living. It's at the forefront of everyone's mind at the moment. And for those who rely on welfare payments, it's a very difficult time indeed. There are calls from charities around the UK to have benefits increased by inflation. Still, no significant information on whether that will happen or not. So RNIB are asking people to get in touch with their MPs. Megan Deering is with us to tell us a little bit more. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
A very difficult time for everyone. I'm sure RNIB hears from people about all the difficulties that they face. So it's very important that for those people on benefits, they really have to maximise their income.
Definitely. We've heard from many people who have shared our concerns following the recent comments by both the new Chancellor and Liz Truss, who is now the ex-Prime Minister. They've created a lot of uncertainty around whether benefits will be uplifted in line with inflation, as is usual and previously promised. Even before current prices were rising, we know that 28% of blind and partially sighted people reported that disability benefits were rarely or never enough to meet the extra cost associated with sight loss. So to create uncertainty around this during a cost of living crisis has caused a massive amount of worry.
That extra cost as well, you know, people may require to use specialist equipment at home. So you're thinking about increases in electricity. They don't want to fall if they need extra lighting at home. There's perhaps more expenses in terms of travel. So you know, there is a real tangible issue here that people do have these extra costs and really struggling.
Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with MPs and the government to make them understand these extra costs and that they're unavoidable, and that's why targeted support is needed. Of course, all of the support that the government has put out, like the energy price support, things like that, has been really, really welcome, but it's clear that targeted support is needed.
I suppose with prices probably expected to rise further, interest rates going up as well, inflation rising. We've heard, you know, state pensions, so far anyway, are going to go up by 10.1%. We're obviously looking for welfare benefits to go up the same way as well. This is, we're hoping to hear as soon as possible about that. But is there anything that individuals can do to help the charities who are also lobbying for this?
Yeah, so what's really important is that we have lots of MPs joining us, calling on the government to recommit that benefits will be increased in line with inflation, not earnings. If individuals can get in touch with their MP by joining our reaction, which is really, really simple, you just click on the link and fill in your contact details, which then automatically connects with the MP for your area. You'll then be taken to a suggested email to send to your MP. We're also really keen for everyone taking part to add some personal touches to this as well. It's so important that MPs, again, understand what people with sight loss are going through at this really worrying time, and also the additional costs that they're facing. I think that is what's really important to getting MPs to understand why they need to put more pressure on the government. When we look at things like the triple lock, that had a lot of MPs calling for it in the House at the time during that Chancellor's statement.
Is there a deadline for this, Megan, and how do people find the link or the email?
We're not sure when or if the government will recommit. We're thinking towards the end of the month, has been floated around by the Chancellor, the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, and previous Prime Minister now Liz Truss, but we're not 100% sure, so it's really important to get involved now. This decision could come at any time, and you can find the eAction link on the RNIB website, our Twitter and Facebook page, and you can also get in touch with the campaigns team by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
As Megan said, critically important that we do this as soon as possible. Get those emails, check out the social media as well. Search for RNIB on Facebook and Twitter. You can also call the helpline for more advice and support on 0303 123 9999. Megan, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.